got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, some truly devastating news today has come out. Nestle have confirmed after 93 years.
Okay.
Fantails are no longer going to be made.
Now, I feel like I saw this and it seems so not right. It just feels...
It's so dramatic, right?
I don't know. It's such a... Like, is it that unpopular that they're not making it anymore?
Well, apparently, yeah. They've seen a huge decline in the sales for the lolly that is the Fantail. And so they've decided, like, that's it. We're cutting the production. As of next month, you will not be able to get a Fantail.
Where am I going to get a caramelly treat as well as a general fun fact about some obscure Australian actor, Jess? I have no idea.
You can't. There's nowhere else you can get that. That kind of combination.
Yep.
And so we thought, as a tribute today to the beautiful chocolate slash lolly that is the Fantail, we'll bring in an expert, Jack from the Pretty Littles. Hello, Jack.
Good to be here on this very sad day.
I know, right?
Very sad.
I mean, sad circumstances to bring you in on the show, but Tim and I, you know, we
are mourning.
We'll often, you know, write a song as a tribute to someone, and it's always a bit of a letdown. Do you know what I mean? And so we Fantails deserve better.
Now you're from Jan Juck. You're big in the music scene. Can you give us some stats to make sure you're worthy before we get into this?
Well, this is the thing. You know, maybe I'm not the right fit, and we'll know at the end of the song. We'll know at the end of the song. But that's collaboration. I mean, Taylor Swift has gone through that with
100%
potential co-writers.
You're obviously Taylor Swift, we're Ed Sheeran. You know, it's that kind of combination.
Do we have to associate us with the most successful artist of all time before we go into this? It feels like a lot of pressure. So Jack has, he got in here a little bit earlier. He has been writing away.
Feverily.
Okay. So this is Jack's writing.
Yes.
But I think most of our words
and
our sentiment to how we're feeling about Fantails saying goodbye.
It's time to say goodbye, Tim.
I can't believe it. They've cancelled Fantails. There's a voice inside my head saying, you're gonna regret this, yeah.
Every bite I'm taking, every chew I make feels lost with no direction. My smile is breaking.
But why do we end their life? How am I gonna know when Heath Ledger died? Cause I'm always gonna want another Fantail, so I can find out how tall is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, there might be another lolly, but how many Oscars did Hugh Jackman lose?
How tall is Naomi Watts, and is Stevie Wonder really blind? It's goodbye.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, guys.
Jack, great writing. Saved by great singing.
I feel emotional. I feel really emotional about Fantails.
That's okay. You know
what? Yeah.
There would be so many tears flooding the parts of cars where the feet are using the thingamabobby
pedals.
Yep. And the only Claw way. Well. What better way to catch those tears than the wrappers of old Fantails?
Yeah. Huge. If you can get your hands on some, I went to Coles today, completely sold out across all of Geelong.
That is devastating. Well, Jess,
prices are going
to
spike.
Jack is, yes, we got him here to write a song, but I think, can we get him to stick around because...
Well, yeah, actually.
Jack, Benny Rogers from Workday, he isn't here and he does a segment every day. Can we give you one song to prep for it and host Have You Been Paying Attention But on the Radio?
Love to.
Okay.
We'll fill you in on exactly what that means.
Surprisingly, it's very similar to the television show.
Good.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, with Benny Rogers away on some annual leave, we have been, I think, padding pretty well this week, getting people to fill in for him.
Will from the newsroom was helping us out. We sent him on early, though, because we've got Jack from the Pretty Littles helped us out with writing a beautiful ballad to a tribute to Fantails.
Now, Jack, we've just in that song there, in 3 minutes and 36 seconds, we've explained to you the concept of this segment that you will be hosting. And luckily, you are a fan of the television version of Have You Been Paying Attention But on the Radio.
Exactly. Lucky the show's on TV.
Did you know they actually got the idea from us?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I didn't know its origin story, but now that I know, I look forward to the book. the documentary, the podcast.
Okay, let's get into it.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out, Timmy. Thanks to, of course, Swim Sport and Leisure.
Yep, gym, swim and group exercise. One membership, six locations. Swim, sport and leisure.
Now, today, of course, we've got Jack from the Pretty Littles bringing us three news stories to see if we've been paying attention. He's going to leave out some key elements. You and I, Tim, we have to fill in the blanks.
Yes, and now that is probably how you've played it so far. But I have learnt it just in the ad break, so okay. I am going to follow my gut.
All right. Okay. I'm here we go. We're all learning today.
Can I get a buzzer check? Names of your buzzers.
Okay.
Buzzers.
Yep.
Tim.
Jess.
Okay, Jess. They sound good. They're working. All right, guys. This is your show, but this is right now my game.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I feel like the power's gotten to his head.
Jack's taking over the studio.
Okay. I only took an ad break. All right, guys. Here we go. You have brought three number 11s is a quote that will be remembered in Australia for a very long time. Who said it and in reference to what?
He bought three number 11s.
Three number 11s.
Now, in America, I know their fast food restaurants. Like you go up and you go, like, oh, I'll have a number 11,
sure.
A 42. Was it? Now, I feel like this is always my default answer when I don't know anything. Former Prime Minister John Howard?
No. No, no. And also, I need to disallow all of that because I didn't hear the word Tim.
Tim, sorry. Former Prime Minister John Howard.
Jess?
Yes?
Thank you. I don't know the answer.
Guys, very topical, and you might need to revoke citizenship. That is Ash's villain and loser, Charlie Robinson, what he said about our lower order batsman who won us the
cricket.
First
I like him. He's doing cricket in the show, Jess.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Is this the current cricket match that is being played?
Yeah, so it finished in the hours. Right. Australia beat England in the first test at Edgbaston. One of the bowlers said Australia.
Yeah, I definitely care about all of that.
Okay, fair enough. Yep. What's next?
Okay, guys, moving on. Hogwarts fans are drinking love potions and casting spells all over town this week. Following what news?
Have they announced the cast of the new Harry Potter series?
No, the television series?
No.
Tim.
Oh, right. Yeah, the buzzers.
Thank you.
Daniel Radcliffe had a baby boy.
Yes, more commonly known as...
James Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
James Potter.
He's the title character.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, sorry. I thought we were going for the name of his baby.
Right.
His dad might have been James Potter. Was it?
Didn't he have a baby ages ago? Or no, they announced the pregnancy. Sure.
Correct.
They've had the baby now.
Two points. Baby out.
Baby is out of this side of the womb.
All right. Okay. That is 1.2, Tim. Jess, you are on 0.
Okay.
Well, I like the score, Jess. This is not great.
Guys, moving along. Have you been paying attention for TV?
Oh.
Has been in the news this week with some very controversial news surrounding one of its hosts. What is it?
Tim, is it Sam Pang's hosting the Logies?
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
The red herring. The red herring.
Why is it controversial?
It's a red herring.
No, there's a lie. There's a difference between the red
guys. Come on, we've got to start some rumours.
Yeah, okay. Right, you're right.
I can't believe after what he did, and he's the host.
What?
Guys, I've got one more question to bring
up. Oh, okay, let's do this.
I've got four.
Again, love it.
Once the tap turned on, meat pie moguls are scratching their heads this week as the Aussie icon finds itself out of mouths and into news. What is happening in Pie Town?
Well, we already know this.
Say your name, remember?
Jess,
his rules.
Jess. Meat pie shortages. Like people
not
are.
Shortages,
not
just
shortages.
Just
abundances. People aren't buying them.
40% down.
Not good. Not good for Australia, honestly. Worse than the cricket thing.
Oh,
I'm
Let's calm down. Considering you had 3 minutes and 36 seconds to understand the game and now you're running it.
Do you know what? I think Will from the newsroom is out. Let's bring back Jack tomorrow.
Yeah, and he made the joke about Essendon yesterday, which I'm still hurting from. So, you know what, Jack? We like it. You can stick around.
Thank you. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I want to put together a bit of an ethics committee. I want to see if this revenge is just a little bit too far because I feel like it might be just pushing the boundaries a little.
Now, revenge and pettiness, they're dancing on the same dance floor, but it's not the same dance style.
Let me set you a scene, okay? Long distance flight, long haul, everyone's making themselves comfortable.
Yeah, you're all in it together.
Yeah.
it's not the best, but you got to make the best of it, right?
There is a bloke sitting in his seat, and as he's sitting there, he looks down, and poking out underneath his seat, someone else's smelly feet.
Oh, so they're lying right...
They're lying right back, and, pushing wow. their feet out. Apparently their socks stink. No shoes on, just socks. And so he's repeatedly asked this person to remove her feet.
Get your dogs away from me.
Hey, do you mind just moving your feet?
Can you put a collar on your dog? Yeah. Get a leash on that thing. Get it out of here.
Round up your dogs. She has left her feet there, keeps moving them back. He's like kind of like... scratching her feet.
Like footsies.
With herself, yeah.
No.
So he proceeds to take a can of Pepsi and pour it onto her dogs.
Ballsy.
Right?
Food tastes better with Pepsi, Jess. Now wow. That seems...
He said that apparently she stopped fully, removed her feet, and didn't put them back.
Do we know if it was Pepsi or Pepsi Max?
Well, it looks like a black can, so okay. I'm going to go Pepsi Max.
At least it's not covered in sugar.
That's true. So true. Make a difference.
Yeah.
But some people have been defending the guy and saying, yep, he was fully within his right. Like, she had her dogs out. If she's going to put them out there, you have every right to do that.
I don't know if it's ever okay to pour a drink on someone.
I feel like that's an uncomfortable flight, right? That's you're literally sitting in front of that person.
Imagine if you're... in the same row but two seats off to the right and you're just seeing this happen and you're like, yeah. Children, can you settle
like,
down?
I am so non-confrontational that we're, like I was, the last time I was on a really long haul flight from like Doha to London, the guy in front of me insisted on lying down the whole flight. Like, I'm eating my meal with my tray in my face.
I can't feel my legs, but sir, but everything is okay. Hunky-dory on this side. I hope you're comfy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for letting me be here.
I wouldn't have pulled my Pepsi Max out and poured it on his head. Do you know what I mean? Like,
ballsy.
This is... it feels
ballsy.
A bit too much. But 52232955, let us know. Is this revenge justified? Or was it a little too far?
Yeah, because I understand the frustration and you go... Can you just get out of my space?
Yeah.
But then I think they've lost. As soon as they've cracked that can of Pepsi.
Yeah.
But then you can always be like, oh, sorry, I spilled it.
Whoops.
Oh, whoops. I'm on a plane. Turbulence. 52232955. Is this okay or not okay? Brendan has given us a call from Corio. Brendan, how does this story about someone pouring Pepsi on someone's smelly feet on a plane make you feel?
Well, first off, it's upsetting because he's wasted a good can of Pepsi Max.
Yeah. Absolutely, Brendan. Yeah, absolutely, we agree.
Secondly, if that person can afford a flight, surely they can afford a shower and clean their bloody feet for once. And if it had been me, I would have been stomping on them bloody things.
Oh, you would have been...
You would have resorted
bang,
to
bang,
actual
bang, bang,
violence,
bang.
Brendan.
Oh, 100%. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, so would you have like a conversation first? Like, oh, hey, excuse me, miss... Your feet seem to be in my seat.
Yeah.
Or, like, what's your game plan here?
Oh, I'm black and white, I'll be telling you. Your feet stink. Can you put your shoes bloody back on? We're all on a flight, not at home.
It's so aggressive, though, Brendan.
So good.
Could you offer, say, intentional?
You've got to remember, they're assaulting you with the smell of their dirty feet.
That's true.
They're attacking you first.
it seems like eye for an eye is definitely the way to go for you, Brendan. Is that right?
100%.
All right. Well, Brendan, if by any miracle of a chance I happen to be sitting behind you on a long-haul flight, I know for a fact that I will keep my feet. I'll sit on them cross-legged behind you just in fear.
Wouldn't dare.
That you rip my toenails off like a Japanese torture device in case you see my dogs there. So thank you very much. And I think we can all say we're a little bit scared of Brendan from Pariah.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I saw something, and it was something that I got to do when I was younger. And I go, wow, I haven't done that since a kid. And there's only a select group of people that are adults that get to do this. And I thought, wow, that just feels the best from memory. Because at my cousin's son's footy game, he played his 50th game.
Oh, right.
And he got to run through a banner.
Stunning.
To celebrate. And there
Have you ever done a banner run?
Yeah, mate. When I played my... Well, I played 50 games and then I got injured towards the end of my junior football career and I actually finished on 99 junior games.
Oh, that's rough.
And then my first game in the seniors didn't count as my 100th game. Oh. It was my first game for the senior
that's
division.
That's so annoying.
I've moved on. But I got to see, and he was one of four kids that got to run through their banner. So two of them separated. It was like Hunter and Charlie and Kevin and Jevin. You know, classic kids. And they ran through the banner and they had a ball. And I feel like in workplaces, you know, on those down days.
Yeah.
And, you know, you always see emails. Oh, congratulations, Susan. She's been here 10 years.
Yep.
There's a cake in the office kitchen.
We had a couple of people in our office just celebrate 20 years.
Yeah. Don't you think it would be great if...
They should have run through a banner.
Run through a banner. And I'm thinking if we go to a craft store, get some crepe paper, you hold a mop, I hold a broom, we can trial this week if it makes people feel better to run through a banner.
Those banners are a lot of work, Tim.
Well, maybe we'll just get some sheets of paper.
Yeah, okay.
Well, have you seen? Because the only group of adults that I know that run through banners are footy players.
Yes.
And it's not even for, if they don't have a player that's playing 100th game, 300th game, like we saw Trent Cotchin.
I feel like...
It's just like, the Cats are the best, stuff the rest. We've got lots of hair on our chest. They just do it because it's something, and then it's ingrained in the culture. I think we need to ingrain that in the culture.
Here's a cheaper, more reusable option.
Mm.
We just get one of those like paper curtains.
Oh, you put over a door.
Yes, like a doorway curtain.
Right.
And we just put it in the doorway to the studio. And if someone needs that feeling of running through a banner.
Remember at an old radio station we worked at, we had that and it just got tangled and it got stuck in the
door.
Okay,
we put it in a door that doesn't get used that much. And then people can just run through it when they need to.
But imagine, okay, let's say, Jess, it's your 10-year anniversary here at the radio station. You get to work. We all... come out, there's a banner, it says, Jess, congratulations, Jess on 10 years.
Jess.
And everyone's like, yeah. And then you run through it. That's way better than going through
so
a curtain door.
Yep, no, you're right. I was trying to cheap out and be lazy about it, but you can't.
And then there was something else at the game that I also noticed that, and this happens in junior netball as well. I'm not sure about basketball or soccer, but after the end of the game, you go, all right, three cheers for, Grovedale.
Yep.
Hip hip, hooray, hip hip, hooray, hip hip, hooray. I feel like that also at the end of...
Three cheers for the sales team.
Yeah,
hip hip, hooray.
Hip hip, hooray, hip hip, hooray. I don't know, maybe if you're listening, you can do this in your workplace. Yep. I think it'll create a good vibe.
We have a big team meeting on Friday. Why don't you lead the three cheers? I'll announce it.
I'll record it. We'll see how it picks up. Because I like to be the hip hip person for birthday songs as the most commanding male in the room.
I'll chat with Rach, the GM, and make it happen for Friday, mate.
Fantastic.
Start thinking about who you want to hip hip.
Well, whoever wins the Staff Member of the Month award.
Touché.
Three hips are coming your way.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We like to try and stay on top of the celebrity news world by doing this game. Jess, because you were away last week, I'm forcing you to play it.
Sure. That seems fair.
Well, you weren't here for me, so I'm not going to be here for you. Let's jump into this.
Kara, Tim and Jess. OMG.
It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yeah, it's exactly what it says on the tin, Tim. We've got 60 seconds to guess the celebrity. Well, I have today because you have got your celebrity in mind. I can only ask yes or no questions. I've only got three guesses. And, of course, I've only got 60 seconds. I'm going to just take my headphones off.
What we like to always say is it's not J-Lo either.
Yep.
Because Jess guesses J-Lo
and Katy
rain,
Perry.
Hail or shine every week, even if it's a male, female, whoever it is.
I panic. Sue me.
Take your headphones off, Jess.
Yep.
Today's celebrity is the actor that played Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Great.
You were looking me in the eyes. You were trying to find it in
my soul.
I
know, because you were covering your mouth.
Because I know you can lip read.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to get today. Historically, obviously, you're garbage at this game.
Okay.
But I think you're going to get it today.
All right.
Your time starts after the first question, mate. Good luck to you.
Am I female?
No.
Damn it. I was really hoping I was Taylor Swift. So am I male then?
Yes.
Am I Australian?
No.
Am I American?
No.
Am I British?
Yes.
Am I from England?
Yes.
I'm trying
well, if
to
you're English, you would be from England. 45
am
seconds.
Am I a singer?
No.
Am I an actor?
Yeah.
Am I better known for films?
Yeah.
Have I also done TV?
Probably. 30 seconds.
Am I in the Marvel movies?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
You haven't even had a guess yet. 20 seconds to
go. I know. British actors. I don't know. Well, I'm not Tom Holland.
I'm taking that as a guess because you said nothing.
How dare you?
15 seconds.
Oh, 15 seconds. British actors. Daniel Craig? Is he British?
Yeah.
James Corden.
I'll give you one more because I took Tom Holland from you. 5 seconds.
Oh, God. I don't know any other British actors. Harry Styles? He's a singer. I'm an idiot.
Well, he is doing a lot of acting at the moment, but yes, today, and I was a bit nervous because his name was already mentioned
on
the show.
Oh, no, it was Daniel Radcliffe, wasn't it? You dog. You absolute dog.
When Jack was in here earlier and he brought up a story about Daniel Radcliffe having a baby, the actor that played Harry Potter, he had a little baby.
This is the second time you've played that game with Daniel Radcliffe and me. First, it was his baby announcement. I should have known.
And the fact that he was mentioned merely 20 minutes
okay,
ago.
Okay, all right. You win again.
Well, no, no, no. I don't win. You just lose. And there is a difference.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I'll tell you something. It has been quite hard to hold my tongue for the last couple of hours. You said something like super casually to me.
Oh, and, God,
and
here
it's
we
a,
go.
It's a bold thing to say. And I just want to, I feel like everyone deserves to kind of hear your mindset when you approach this.
So what did I say?
So earlier in the day, you were talking about your fiancé. Now,
yes.
Your fiancé, Akshay. Now, how long have you been engaged for?
What, 3 weeks now?
3 weeks. So yep. Exciting. We've spoken about it a couple of times on the show. We're yep. Wrapped for you. You're planning the wedding. You're, mm-hmm. you're doing all the things that,
we're having
you know,
a look at some venues this weekend.
Fiancés do.
Yep.
You said something that when you've been going out to eat meals, you've been trialing something.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to repeat that to
me. Okay. Well, I mean, this is revealing some secrets, isn't it?
Don't share. If I feel like if you're willing to share with me, you're willing to share with everyone
so,
else.
So, like, we've been out for dinner a few times, and I'll just casually
just
mention...
Just random dinners? Like, oh, bored Thursday night, let's go out and grab something.
Yeah, or we've been out with some mates, and I'll casually mention to the waitstaff that we just got engaged earlier that day.
Wild. You hear about it with honeymoons. Like, yeah, we're just on our honeymoon.
No,
we're just on our honeymoon.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Like, how much can I milk this? Like, how long? Like, obviously, I'll only try it once at each restaurant. But...
Oh, you're so kind.
I know.
You're so kind. Give us the strike rate. How successful have you been?
Oh, 0%.
So
I
what do they
received...
say?
No, it's just like, oh, my God, congratulations. That's so exciting. I'm like, one day, they're going to be like, can I get you a drink? Would you like some champagne on
wow.
the house? Do you know what I mean?
Do you think they realize that it might be a lie? Because if you're there in your Melbourne Storm hoodie,
yeah.
they're going, maybe, I don't know if they are going out for a nice dinner. I don't know if she dressed like this or if your fiancé, Akshay, because he always wears his sports shorts with collared shirts.
Yeah.
They're like, hmm.
I mean, he's wearing pants at the moment. We're
wow.
having a cold snap, so.
What a man.
That's so, the man of my dreams.
So, because how do you weave it in? Like, pretend I'm the waitstaff.
Oh,
I'll
be like, okay, so they might come over and we're still reading the menus. They're
yeah.
like,
so I'll be the waitstaff.
Yep.
Oh, can I start you guys with a drink or you want to get
yeah,
straight to meals
I'm
and desserts?
I'm so sorry. We're so distracted. We just got engaged today.
So do you want a drink? I don't know. It's a ballsy thing to do.
It is a ballsy move.
So are you gonna
I
keep,
agree.
Are you going to keep going until you...
Until I get something
get
for free.
Get something, okay.
100%.
Maybe you need to lower the bar. Maybe instead of going to restaurants, maybe you need to go to like convenience stores. Maybe just get on a bus, see if you can get... Oh, we're just coming home from being engaged. I don't have my mic card.
Telling you, one day it's going to work.
All right, well, looking...
And then once we're married, I'll be like, oh, we just got married last weekend.
It's a never-ending cycle.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.